When the NWO destroys anything less, would be civilized.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, friends, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers to the brave new world order, straight out the catacombs of podcasting. I am your host, Brandon St. One. Thank you all so much for joining me for this episode. We are going to dive headfirst into the abyss that is the first seal of Revelation, that is the book of Revelation from the New Testament of the Bible, and we are going to look at the possibility and the theory. That's not my theory. I'm going to give you a bunch of data points that were compiled by Jason Brashears over at archaics.com and the YouTube channel Archaics. Go check it out. He's a chronologist. I've done an episode on cataclysm chronology and his theory about an object known as Phoenix that appears ever so often on a cycle in the sky and creates all sorts of problems and resets and all sorts of troubles for us here in this reality. But Jason over there at Archaics put out the theory that the first seal of Revelation was broken in 2012, starting with the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics, which seemed to be quite prophetic. What was going on now, if we go back and look at that in retrospect, what was happening in that opening ceremony, it was crazy. We'll talk about all the details as we dive deeper into this theory about the first seal of Revelation. And he refers to it as Apollyon, which is Apollo, the Greek god. And we'll get into all the data points. There are a lot of interesting connections that are made, and I think it's awesome, and I want to talk about it. I don't know. I'm not saying that I believe all this stuff 100%. I'm not an end times type of person. I'm not an eschatologist. But I find the book of Revelation to be very fascinating. And I love when people connect the dots between the old Greek gods and the Roman gods and the gods of the New Testament and the Old Testament. I love those connections. And we're going to dive into all that and much more. But if you're enjoying the Brave New World Order, please take a second to like, subscribe, hit the like button, the thumbs up. Wherever you listen to podcasts, help out the show. That's how we crack the algorithm. That's how we get this information out there. Share the podcast with your friends, your family, anybody that will listen to you, anybody with an open mind, because it probably won't go over well if you just send this to some normie. But hey, you can try it out anyway. Make their head explode. It's worth a shot. Thank you, everybody, so much who helps out the show, who hits that like button, gives a review, shares this. I'm really, really grateful for anybody out there that's helping out. I love hearing from everybody. Leave a comment, answer the Q&A on Spotify, send an email to the Brave New World Order Podcast at gmail.com. Follow me on X/Twitter at Brave NWO Podcast. Visit the website, thebravenewworldorderpodcast.com. Let me know what you think. Leave a comment there. Subscribe to the email list. All that good stuff. If you want to help out the show financially, you can leave a donation. There are a couple links. I thank everybody from the bottom of my heart that's helping out the Brave New World Order. And that's enough of this shameless self-promotion bullshit. Let's swan dive headfirst into the abyss that is Apollyon and the first seal of Revelation. I'm going to go through this document that Jason Brashears posted that you can go download. I'm going to post the links. You should go watch the videos. Definitely check out archaics.com and his YouTube channel. Lots of awesome information there, I think. So check out all his shit and let's go through this document because these are his data points, not mine. I just find this really, really interesting. And I don't know if it's real or if it's true, or if it's something that I subscribe to 100%, this stuff just is fucking awesome to talk about, and I want to talk about it. So let's go through. First seal broken. from Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. It says, I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror, bent on conquest. So three key words separating first horseman from the others are white, bow, and crown. But this is a Greek text, so we need to look at the Greek. That is Greek to English. And I looked, and behold, a horse, white, and sitting on it having a bow, and was given to him a crown. And he went forth overcoming, and that he might conquer. So bow in Greek is toxon. It shoots arrows. Arrows in history were used to deliver poisons at victims. So you probably might see where this is going already, where this is heading. But here it is. Crown in Greek is corona. Although the term corona was first used in English in the 1500s, it was borrowed directly from the Latin word for crown. And horses are symbols for rapid delivery, and this one was white. So summary of First Seal / White Horseman, a worldwide event, broken seal, rapidly, horse, bow, and arrow, poisons victims, empowering crown, the poisoners represented in white. So what Jason Brashears is saying here is that the four horsemen aren't actual horsemen and people or beings or whatever riding on horses. They are symbolic of world events, which is the beginning of the breaking of the seven seals. These seals need to be broken to usher in the reign of Apollyon. So in Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, we read, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Apollyon, or destroyer, is believed by many to be the same as Apollon or Apollo, the Greek god. In fact, Apollo's throne is mentioned by Pausanias as having been built around the 6th century BC. I didn't know who Pausanias is, so I looked that up. He was a Greek traveler and a geographer of the 2nd century AD. And he's most famous for his description of Greece, which is a lengthy work that describes ancient Greece from his first-hand observations. And Pausanias is important to this story because his recollection of the throne of Apollo is very detailed because there's only ruins left. And he described a giant throne with a giant statue of Apollo. And it's important because that statue is holding a bow with no arrows. So the apocalyptic narrative is of the seals being broken to open the gate of the abyss. The objective here is to release Apollyon. Who was the ancient Apollo? Well, he was the god of archery. His arrows spread pestilence. In Homer's Iliad, the Greeks were assailed by a plague sent by Apollo. Homer's details were very realistic. First to sicken from Apollo's black arrows were the pack animals and dogs. Then the men began to die. Apollo is also the god of prophecy and oracles. And Revelation is a very prophetic text. Oracle of Apollo, god of healing, plague, and disease, is also what Apollo is known for, and he was anciently called the physician. A common theme of Apollo is the protection of children, which I find interesting myself, because looking back, COVID did not infect children very much. But then at the same time, they have been juicing the children up with the jab ever since. So, interesting to think about. So back to Apollo. His wife was named Coronis. With Coronis, he had a son named Asclepius, who is the god of medicine. Asclepius was educated by Chiron, the hand, a white centaur, which is a half horse, half man. The centaurs were known for their mastery of the bow and arrow. The phrase "the four horsemen" is not found in the Bible, but it is a description assigned to the first four seals. In Greek, the word "rider" is not found, but interjected in the translations. The first horseman is most likely Apollo as a centaur hybrid. That's very interesting stuff. I think so. So moving on, the Hippocratic Oath. Hippo means horse, and that Hippocratic Oath began with, and still begins with, the invocation, "I swear by Apollo, the physician." This oath is ancient and a hallmark of today's medical profession. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, condemnation. "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." The Greek word for sorceries here is pharmakia. Pharmacia or pharmakia, the nymph of a well with poisonous powers. See, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I love these connections. Check it out once again. The Greek word for sorceries is pharmakia. And then Revelation reads, "For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." And Revelation, like mentioned earlier, originally comes from Greek text. So you hear that, you take a step back, and you just think about everything that's happening, everything that's going on, everything that I talked about in my previous episode that's titled The Secret Covenant. Go check that out. And then you hear these words, sorceries, pharmakia, "by thy sorceries, all nations will be deceived." Very interesting. Let's keep moving on. We'll dive more into the word pharmakia. Words like pharmacy, pharmaceuticals, and pharmacist are all rooted in that Greek word pharmakia. The Strong's Concordance number G5331 describes pharmakia as magic, sorcery, enchantment, occultism, witchcraft, and the use of drugs, poison, spells, or medicine. I myself didn't know what the Strong's Concordance is, so I looked it up and I passed that information along to you. So Strong's Concordance is a Bible concordance, which is an index of every word in the King James Version, constructed under the direction of James Strong, and it was first published in 1890. And you can punch that number in, that G5331, and it does take you right to pharmakia and give you that definition that I just read. So that's cool. We just learned what the Strong's Concordance is. That's one good thing about Jason Brashears over at Archaics on YouTube and archaics.com, is that when he cites a source, I go look it up. Not that I check every one of his sources. He has like a million for every video that he does and all that stuff. But if you think something's interesting and you want to dive into it a little more yourself, it's spot on. He's not just making shit up. He's quoting a lot of references, a lot of sources. So I find that mind-blowing about pharmakia and sorceries. Let's keep moving on. He references the book of Job, chapter 16 and 17, when Job is suffering from boils. It reads, "His archers compass me round about. He cleaveth my reins asunder, and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. My breath is corrupt. My days are extinct. The graves are ready for me. Now let's break that down a little bit. Archers are sicknesses, boils. Cleaveth my reins is stomach sickness, and reins is horse symbolism. Poureth out my gall is vomiting. Breaketh me, breaking the seal. Running upon me like a giant, pharmaceutical giant. My breath is corrupt, pulmonary COVID complications. The graves are ready for me. Hell and death follows in the seals. Pretty interesting connections right there from the book of Job in the Old Testament. Now, let's go even deeper back to Akkadia in the era Epos, cuneiform tablets. Before we get into what Jason says about this god era, I had to look it up a little bit. I've never heard of it. It's a plague god from an Epos of the 8th century BCE. An Epos is similar to like an epic, like the Greeks. Era is the god of mayhem and pestilence, who is responsible for periods of political confusion. So now that we know that, let's read what Jason Brashears has to say about the era Epos. He says, we find that this god shoots arrows that cause pestilence. In fact, in the era tablets, we find many of the very things mentioned in the book of Revelation. Babylon, the seven who were created in ancient times by Anu, the eighth. These seven being terrifying and destructive and given power to destroy the world. These seven are feared by the survivors of the flood, and they are said to be a different group than the Ajiji and Anuna that are spoken about in the ancient tablets. This is all Gods of Eden type stuff, everybody. If you've been following the show and you listen to the Gods of Eden episodes, this should sound kind of familiar to you. If you haven't listened to those, go check them out. If you're enjoying this, you probably will enjoy those too. Let's keep moving on. This is what the Revelation record says. Seven kings of the eighth. So these seven beings, the terrifying and destructive beings given powers to destroy the world, created by Anu, referenced in Revelation as seven kings of the eighth. The calendar round of ancient timekeeping systems was 20 years. The Sumerian sexagesimal system was divided in 20-year segments, as was the Mayan long count and the Aztec calendar, called the calendar round. It was a cycle carefully watched because its end was often disastrous. Prophetic texts tell us the last days will be very much like the days of Noah, and in his days, this system was observed. So it's not hard to see that 2020 is exactly 20 years before 2040, which according to Jason Brashears is the next Phoenix year. So now we are in the days that are like the days of Noah. So from 2020 to 2040, we're in another 20-year cycle and things are probably going to get weird. Just look around. It's already really fucking weird, right? So in 2012, England, London, hosted the Olympics, and they did an opening ceremony, and there's been a lot of speculation about that ceremony. It's very interesting. I'll post a link so you can watch it. Lots of crazy shit. We're going to go through what Jason Brashears speculates, hypothesizes, that the 2012 Olympics opening ceremony in London was a ritual that was leading up to the events of 2020 with all the sorcery and pharmakia, which we just learned about, the arrows being shot at everyone. So in London on July 27th, 2012, they held the opening ceremony for the Olympics. And now that we went through 2020, If you go back, and I highly recommend that you do watch, I'll post the link, watch this. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but go through it and look at some of what the heck was going on. They had hundreds of hospital beds in this stadium, and they had a baby that looked like it was either dead or sleeping that was laid out on the ground, a big giant one, and they had these hospital beds with children in them all over the place, and there was nurses, dancing nurses. I don't know if you remember the pandemic, but there was a whole thing with the TikTok dancing nurses that was going on, which was absolutely fucking ridiculous. And then during the 2012 ceremony, in the hospital beds, the kids are scrambling around, and these black-robed demons start rising up from out of the beds, and some come flying in from the sky. There is also a giant phoenix symbol that is displayed at the ceremony. Also, at one point, there is a hill with a spiral-like mound going up to the top where there sits a tree, and they rip the tree out, which is like opening the abyss. And out of the abyss comes smoke and steam, and a bunch of people come out of it and run out, and just, it's crazy. It's a really wild opening ceremony. If you saw it back in the day, you probably didn't think anything of it. It was definitely bizarre and dark, but you probably didn't put two and two together. But after going through the events of 2020, go back, you watch that, and you go, holy shit, looks like there's something to it. There's also like a giant Tower of Babel-like statue sculpture that they built and put it outside of the stadium. The whole layout of the stadium and the inside of it, of the ceremony, has all these symbols, like pyramid looking shapes. It's very bizarre. Definitely click the link and check out this opening ceremony. See for yourselves. Don't take my word for it. Check it out and let me know what you think. The closing ceremony was also kind of interesting too. That was on August 12th of 2012. And they showed a giant phoenix symbol that day too. And another interesting thing is to close out the ceremony, Russell Brand. Do you know who Russell Brand is? He's a comedian, stand-up comedian, actor. He's been in movies. But right now, he's like one of the most famous people to be going against the narrative and the mainstream media. He talks all kinds of shit, has a Rumble channel and YouTube channel, and he says a lot of things that, like, yeah, but I've talked about in the past, you have to keep your eyes out for people, you know, the false prophets and the false freedom fighters, and I'm not saying anything about him. He seems whatever. I don't really watch him or watch his content, but I know who he is, and I've seen some of it, but I don't really go to him for anything. But I know he has a big voice, he's a big audience, and I'm just saying, he did close out the ceremony, the Olympic ceremony in 2012. He was riding on a bus, and he was singing I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. So, just a little heads up, just a little bit of information. I didn't know anything about Russell Brand participating in any type of Olympic ceremonies. So you can watch that for yourself too. I'll post the link. But he does, he sings I Am the Walrus. And it is funny because he did write a book about the Pied Piper of Hamelin. If you don't know the story about the Pied Piper, real quick, it's about a town that has rats. So they call this Pied Piper and he gets rid of the rats. But the town screws him over, says, fuck you, we don't want to pay you for your services. And he decides that he lures the kids away from the town. He takes the kids playing his little flute and shit, and they follow him off. And that's really the story. Nobody really knows what happens to the kids or what he does. I'm just saying, maybe Russell Brand is a Pied Piper. He hasn't really been completely destroyed yet, and he does talk a lot of shit. They did go after him with some sex crimes, but it kind of came and went. And I haven't heard anything about it since. That could just be part of the layers of deception. Who knows? I'm rambling about Russell Brand. That's not my intention. I was just saying it's something interesting that I didn't know about. And I thought I would share it with you. We Because the Pied Piper is pretty much a metaphor for a person who attracts a following through charisma or false promises. So, take that for what you will, my friends. So that was a little bit about the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony, because Jason thinks it has a lot to do with the events of 2020 and the opening of the Abyss, Apollyon, the first seal being broken. And there's more on this document from Jason Brashears that you can download for yourself. I'll post the links, like I always do. Starting in 2020, certain events happened, and things started rolling out rather quickly. So we're going to go through some things that happened to signal or to symbolize or to show that the first seal was broken. George Floyd, May 25th, I can't breathe. That whole psyop got in everybody's head. It was crazy. Still feeling the effects of that one to this day. I definitely think that was part of kicking off all the chaos in 2020. And also, too, he doesn't mention this, Jason, but we can't forget the Kobe Bryant helicopter death with his daughter. That seemed to kick off for some reason. Can't quite explain it, but it seems like there was something about that Kobe Bryant event that just left a ripple. And it just was like the fucking, like, beginning of everything in 2020. Let's keep going through the list of data points from 2020. January 14th, the show Black Clover, which I've never heard of. I don't know what it is, but it debuted an episode titled Breaking the Seal, a TV program about the devil's soul word magic. Okay, interesting. The CDC on January 21st confirms the first case of the coronavirus. January 24th, 2020, the song released called Breaking the Seal by Ghost in the Machine. January 24th, 2020, NASA's Stennis Space Center will host a Day of Remembrance ceremony memorializing the crew members of the Apollo 1 space mission. January 30th, this is the big day that the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a public health emergency. And in January, the famous statue of Apollo Belvedere was restored and repaired in the octagonal court of the Vatican Museums, Italy. So there you have it. Some very interesting, a bunch of data points to think about, to go over. I highly recommend you grab these documents. I will post the links in the show notes for sure, like I always do, so you can check it out for yourself. I find this stuff interesting. I hope that you did too. Let me know what you think. Reach out, answer the Q&A on Spotify. Email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on X at @BraveNWOPodcast. Head over to the website, thebravenewworldorderpodcast.com. Leave a review if you like this show. Smash the like button. Give it a thumbs up, whatever option you have to like the Brave New World Order. Share this information with your friends, your family, co-workers, anybody that will listen to you. Let them know what is going on out there, that reality is much more interesting than they want you to believe. There's so much interesting things to dive into, so many rabbit holes to go down. Thank you all so very much for joining me on this journey. If you really like the show and you want to help out, there are a couple links. Much love to everybody from the bottom of my heart for helping out. And also, just for choosing the Brave New World Order, there's a trillion, billion, gazillion podcasts out there that you could listen to. And I'm so grateful for all of you, like I said, and I say all the time, coming along with me on this journey. It really means a lot to me. Much more to come. You'll be hearing from me very soon. In the meantime, stay positive, question everything, think for yourself. Much love. Peace out, everybody.